That's kind of how we are. We're all messed up. All of us are messed up. All of us are sinners, right? And we're all messed up. And but yet the Master looks down at us and says, okay, I can work with him or her. I can look at Paul. Paul of all people. Paul was about as evil as you could get, because he was following the wrong set of ideals. He was following legalistic ideals within the rules that he was abiding by. Sometimes us in churches fall into that. We have traditions. We have certain ways of doing things. And boy, I can tell you, is either one of them wrong? But when we begin to look at traditions, and when we begin to look at the materialistic things as the answer to all, that's when we fall apart. The graveyards are full of rich people that enjoyed a good life here on this earth at the expense of people who suffered in this world. The reverse is true in those that have maybe suffered in this world. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's not about how much money you've got. It's about how you use what you got. It's what you do. You know, if you got all this wealth and you won't even talk to your neighbor, what good is it?
First Timothy 6:6-17, it says, actually, godliness is a great source of profit when it is combined with being happy with what you already have. We didn't bring anything into the world, and so we can't take anything out of it. I mean, as far as I know, when we're born naked. We're born in our birthday suit, right? I don't think we have watches on, or we don't have any fancy stuff on. And when we die, we give up our spiritual, our earthly body, and our soul goes. And we're clothed with a new heavenly body.
In Luke, in the whole section of Luke, we talk about the rich man. And you've heard this. You've heard this before. You know, if Lazarus could have gone back, do you really believe Lazarus would have made any difference to his brothers? Not at all. Not at all. His brothers would have still been the same as they've always done. They would still believe that life is full of adventure and excitement, and I've got the money and you don't, so get out of here. So it didn't matter whether Lazarus went back or not. And that was the point they were trying to say. Now, do you think Paul was welcome into the kingdom of heaven for his riches? He was a rich man before. He's welcome to the kingdom of heaven for all the things he did in his lifetime. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that just because you haven't done anything, you're not going to be welcome to the kingdom of heaven. Because God's going to work on you all throughout your time. Question to you is, love of what? What do you love? What do you love? What are we in love with? Is it money? Or what it can do for us? Or perhaps what we can do for others through money. Big difference. Let us pray.